13, and now we come to the sport. There's not an awful lot of it this week. I think the cricket was washed out last weekend. However, we will start with cricket. Anniversary celebrations arrived for Bovey Cricket Club. Bobby Tracy's 175th anniversary celebrations move into top gear later this month with a showcase game against Devon Lions. Sunday, June the 22nd, is going to be a red-letter day for the club as it marks a century and a half of cricket on what was known as Bovey Heath when cricket was first played there. Past players from Bobby Tracy's team that won the Devon Cricket League Premier Division title for the first time in 2002 are on the guest list. Bovey won the Premier title again in 2017, and some survivors from that team will have a more active role. Nets have developed considerably since Bovey first laid down concrete bases in 1938 and moved them shortly afterwards to a site in what is now the club car park. The current practice area next to the pavilions has been in use for the last 30 years. Tina England, the Bovey Tracy Cricket Club chair, is driving an £85,000 project to create a two-lane enclosed practice area in the car park. DCL disrupted by Super Soaker Saturday. Pouring rain was one of the few winners over the weekend as it put pay to the majority of Tolchard's Devon Cricket League fixtures. Only a handful of clashes were able to survive the wet conditions, with some of these having to be shortened. Bobby Tracy's home game against Tavistock in the A Division promised to be one to keep an eye on, but the covers stayed on the recreation ground all afternoon. And now a little bit about football. Big signings and big belief for Bovey. The month of June got off to a flying start for Bovey Tracy AFC, with the South West Peninsula League Club announcing a trio of statement signings on Sunday. One is the returning face, while the other two are younger players picked up from division rivals, and it doesn't end there. Dom Applin and Rob Farkins being added since. Applin was particularly lethal in his last season with the club, striking 25 goals with the club and in 30 appearances and taking the Peninsula League top scorer trophy home as a result. Callum Noyce and Jordan Thomas are the other two players arriving from Newton Abbott Spurs and Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police, respectively. And Buckland to host Newquay in-season opener. Buckland Athletic will go on their travels in early July for their first two 25-26 pre-season games before returning to Homer's Heath for three more outings. It all begins on Friday the 4th at South Devon College with Tynmouth AFC as the opponents, and then Mac Cusack's side visit Weybridge Town at Body of Park on Wednesday the 9th. Newly promoted Newquay AFC are the first visitors to Newton Abbott, coming to town on Saturday, July the 26th. The Cornish side finished at the South West Peninsula League Premier West Summit last year to secure the sole promotion spot, and Western League football is their return. Buckland then make the short trip to Barnstable Town on Tuesday the 29th, with midweek games coming into play from the off. South West Peninsula League fixture list finalised. It wasn't that long ago that one South West Peninsula League Premier East season drew to a close, and the fixtures for another are already upon us. The league published the fixture list on the morning of Monday, June the 9th, with some fascinating clashes to look forward to. A Friday night opener seems particularly fitting, with Newton Abbott Spurs welcoming Oakhampton Argyle to the Rec on August the 1st. Both league meetings last season went the way of Spurs, 4-0 at Simmons Park and then 2-1 on home soil, with Mark Revel's men finishing runners-up to the champions Sidmouth Town. Talking of local teams with title ambitions, and Bobby Tracy AFC ended last season in unstoppable form, winning their last five games, four of which came under the stewardship of Ben Gehring. His side will begin their title charge away at Bishop's Lydiard on Saturday, August the 2nd, having finished 6 places and 17 points ahead of them last term. For Tynmouth AFC, they will be playing away from home until further notice, following their devastating ground issues, the first destination for them being Ilfracombe Town, a new side at the level following their relegation from the Western League. A mouth-watering clash between Spurs and Bobby Tracy takes place in Newton Abbott on Tuesday, August the 19th, with both teams aiming for top spot. Callum Noyce's switch from Spurs to the Moorlanders is an added level of interest for what should be a fascinating affair. And that concludes the sport for this week.